do you think that the progressives need some kind of an alternative to the Tea Party, something really specific and not just a loose amalgam of groups and issues, but something like what the Tea Party has done?
Oh, that's interesting. There are, as you know, a number of major grassroots organizations that have lots of progressives in them. I mean, Move On has, what, 5-6 million?
But maybe that's too many.
OFA has like 13 million.
Maybe there's something between, you know, you and I and 10 of our friends in the park down the street and 7 million people. I mean, the Tea Party has been amazingly effective. So what do you think? What is it? Is it their message or is it?
Let me be clear. The Tea Party operation is, you know, is funded by big corporations.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy Koch, who is behind, has been one of the principal funders, is one of the richest people in the country. I mean, the Tea Party operation is not a grassroots phenomenon that sprung up out of whole cloth. I mean, Dick Armey, the former majority leader of the House under the Republicans, is a consultant that has been one of the principal engines of it. Fox News and Glenn Beck have been cheerleaders throughout. So it's not like the Tea Party movement is kind of
is a grassroots. Is grassroots, yeah. Well, that's an important thing to share with people too. That fact that it's not just outraged neighbors and individuals. It's heavily funded, strategic, targeted action, political action, right?
Yeah, I do think that the Tea Party movement presents for the Republicans a serious political problem this fall, as it also presents them some possibility. It presents them a possibility of mobilizing their base. It presents them real trouble when the Tea Party gang comes and tries to challenge some of these Republicans in primaries and situations develop like New York 23,
right.
Third District, where it ends up our side wins. And I think we need to figure out how to exploit that. Look, we're involved in a real war here for the next number of months to fundamentally make change. And the thing that I think a lot of people, seem to think, well, Barack Obama got elected, he could snap his fingers and make change. What was it Frederick Douglass said? Power surrenders nothing without a struggle. I mean, it never has, never will.
Right.
I mean, they will fight and claw and bite and do everything they want to do to try and hang on to their power and money. And they have in the health care battle, and we made some missteps, I say we, the collective we, dragging it out so long. One of the reasons to drag out so long was such a problem is that they had an unlimited amount of money, and the folks for health care reform had a good deal of money for, like, television or whatever, but not an unlimited amount.
Right.
And if you keep battering people with these messages, it tends to make them believe it. I will say this about health care reform. If we don't pass it now, Democrats will get all the negatives that they have now and none of the positives of having passed it. And once it passed, people are going to say, well, my goodness, the sky didn't fall after all, like these guys said, and all these benefits are starting to accrue. And as usual, when these big social changes happen, the numbers go way up on them in the end. I mean, right now people think that health
care. Bob, I'm going to have to cut you off there because we're over 7 o'clock.
I apologize.
But no, not at all. Thank you so much, and I do want to recommend your book, Stand Up Straight, How Progressives Can Win. And can you share a website where people can either communicate with you or find out more about your group?
Sure. On the book, it's Amazon.com, or you can our consulting firm is StratConGroup.com. Or you can go to AmericansUnited.org, AmericansUnitedForChange.org, which is one of our major clients that really does work a lot on all these issues.
And I want to thank you so much, Bob, for your inspiration and your work and for properly characterizing this as a war. So we'll all jump right in with you there. Thank you very much.
Liz, thanks for your show.
It was a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you. And that does it tonight for It's the Economy. We did go over a couple of minutes. Forecast really quick, mostly clear tonight, low 19 degrees. Sunny skies tomorrow along the Front Range, high temperature 46, cloudy overnight, and then sunny on Saturday, giving way to some clouds and maybe some snow on Sunday. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned next for Highway 322. For KGNU, I'm Liz Lane. I want to thank Tony for handling the phones.
Good evening, Boulder. Good evening, Denver. This is Mike Finn, and I'm your host this week for Highway 322. And, so we want to jump into music, but I do want to thank Liz for that and the forecast. We were just saying we sure need some snow, but we'll see what happens. Okay, here's a little Doc Watson to get us going down the highway tonight.
Early when the sun is yawning and the morning's barely dawning gray, I just lie and think about her. It's another do without her day. She's gone away. Don't care much for breakfast anymore, with just a coffee cup to keep me company. Empty chair at the table, Lord, I miss her so. Why she had to go, don't know, don't know. In the lonely blue of evening, when the turtle dove is grieving low, me and my old guitar remember a voice that sang those sweet and tender songs that we used to know, and the music that we used to listen to. I can hardly stand to hear it anymore. I've packed up her records and some other things she loved. Why she went away, don't know, can't say. Early when the sun is yawning and the morning's barely dawning gray, I just lie and think about her. It's another do without her day. She's gone away.
Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep a following Jesus. Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep a loving Jesus. The gospel train is coming, now don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below? Oh, can't you hear it, Father? Now don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below? Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep a following Jesus. Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep a loving Jesus. Oh, can't you hear it, Mother? Now don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below? Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep a following Jesus. Talk about suffering here below, and let's keep a loving Jesus. Oh, can't you hear it, Brother? Now you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below? The gospel train is coming. Now don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below?
Ain't nobody left here but you and me, baby. I can't be the last to leave. I'm pledging my time to you, hoping you'll come through too. Down naturally, he stole my baby, and he wanted to steal me. I'm pledging my time to you, hoping you'll come through too.
Okay, there was some Greg Brown for you there doing the Dylan tune, Pledging My Time. Before that, we heard High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. Part of that, Ricky Skaggs was talking about suffering. And we started off tonight's Highway 322 with She's Gone Away, and that was Doc Watson. So it's 7:15 Thursday evening, and you're listening to the weekly folk show here on your community radio station, KGNU Boulder, Denver. And, yeah, so that was a good start, I think, to get us going on some good folk tunage. And I do want to, I got an announcement that I have to say, it's kind of disappointing for us here to spread this word, but it could help you out. Trust the Dust is closing. Most of you probably know it, because Trust the Dust is KGNU's retail space for used books, records, and CDs, especially records and CDs. So if you're interested in purchasing vintage vinyl, books, or CDs at bargain prices, please stop by on Saturday, February 6th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. because we are closing and everything must go. So if it's not you, if you know anyone else who's collecting things like vinyl, then you should let them know about it. The space will remain open until Sunday, February 21st. And the location now, we did move. We were on Colfax in Denver. Now we're at the Summerlin Community Center, 5300 West 44th Avenue. It's one block west of 44th and Sheridan. So make note of that. And we do thank everybody who ever donated to that for us. All right, well, let's keep the music going here on the highway. And let's cue up something down New Orleans way here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
gambling man and sinner man, you ought to be able to say this. Oh, why? Oh, Lord. Everybody that's under the sound of my voice right now, you ought to be able to say, say the
Yeah! justify. She said, I am a good girl, I've been one all my life, but her virtue was as swollen as a prize. Well, she should have had the Oscar, she must have been miscast. Her 15 minutes went by so fast. I said, now baby, have you got no shame? She just looked at me uncomprehendingly, like cows in a passing train. If dirt were a dollar, if dirt were a dollar, if dirt were a dollar, I wouldn't worry anymore. No, wouldn't worry. Got the bully pulpit and the poison pen. Got a press no better than the public man. This brave new world don't bend again. Nothing can go wrong. Quoting from the scriptures with patriotic tears. We got the same old men with the same old fears. Standing at attention, wrapped in stars and stripes. They hear the phantom drummers and the non-existent pipes. These days the buck stops nowhere. No one takes the blame. But evil is still evil in anybody's name.
I'm Sean Hutchinson from New Monsoon.
I'm Bonnie Payne from Elephant Revival.
And you are listening to KGNU Boulder, 88.5 FM. KGNU Denver, 1390 AM. KGNU Netherlands, 93.7. And on the web at kgnu.org.
Hi, this is Jim Hightower saying, ready or not, I'm headed your way. I'm coming to speak and visit with you at a benefit for KGNU, your community radio station. On Thursday, February 4th, we'll gather at the Mercury Cafe in Denver. And on Friday, February 5th, join me at Unity Church in Boulder. Both Good Time sessions begin at 7 p.m., and you can get tickets in advance or more information by calling KGNU at 303-449-4885 during business hours. Or check out their website at kgnu.org. That's February 4th and 5th. See you then.
And, of course, today is February 4th. So you're about 38 minutes late for the 7 o'clock show, but not to worry. As he said, he'll be there tomorrow, too. Okay, you're listening to the Folk Show, Highway 322, on your community radio station. And I'm Mike Finn. I'm your host this week. And let's see, who did we hear before that? Jim Hightower and Monsoon and Elephant Revival. We heard Like a Rolling Stone. That was Bob Dylan and the band. And before that, we had Dylan and the band doing The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. Before that, If Dirt Were Dollars, and that was Don Henley. And we started off that set with a tune called Savior, Pass Me Not, and that was the Swan Silvertones. All right, well, let's just keep on rolling on the music. Like I said, now it's 7:39, and it's the 4th of February, and this is Highway 322, and I've got some Irma Thomas queued up for you.
This morning, I don't know what to do. Lord, I'm scared, I'm unprepared for waking up without you. All alone in a nightmare coming true. I'm lying here crying. I'm dying deep inside. I'm aching, it's breaking my heart and my pride. This hole here in my soul can't be denied. I'm hurting for certain.
down the road of contentment. Follow me down the road of joy. Speak my words so that we might hear them. Speak them clear so that we might learn.
Well, it's as plain. troubles seem so far away. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the girl I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. An easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
That was Eva Cassidy for you doing Beatles tune there yesterday. What a voice. Oh, Eva still wants to play. Before that, we heard Carly Simon, One Man Woman. Prior to that, we heard Follow Me by Kathy Watson. And Kathy is a native of Colorado, grew up in Colorado Springs. And what a voice. And we started it off with Irma Thomas doing Hurtin' for Certain. All right, it's 7:55. You're listening to Highway 322, and it looks like I got time for one more song before we turn it over to Ragtime America. So I got a little Buckwheat Zydeco queued up for us, and we'll go out with some Zydeco music tonight.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that was, as I said, Buckwheat Zydeco, and that was the tune Taking It Home. And that's going to do it for this week's Highway 322. I enjoyed my time here, and I hope you enjoyed the tunes that came out. Next is Ragtime America, and we'll be jumping on that. It is now 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver.